So the Nemugei Yosef reads the Rashbam Kipshuto, that by normal, the Rashbam is saying, you need shtei tainis yecholios yos emes, the one that you're tining, the one that you could have tined. Over here, the taina that you could have tined is hoshtara. That's not yecholios emes, because you made a hodah. The fact that you had a shtar and you lost it, that's yecholios emes. But the problem is that the taina that you could have tined is any yecholios emes, because you made a hodah. I frag them, I say, every migui, when you say parati, migui de mezuyev, so your moida is not mezuyev. He said, but that's not a hodah, but fairish, but piv. Right? We're changing the gerasa. Shmuel said the gerasa is piv, not befanav. Okay? But over here, there's a hodah, but fairish, but piv. So came along Rav Elchanan. I think we saw the Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan asked the Kasha, what do I care that he made a hodah and he told us that it's not, he doesn't win with his shtar. He's not trying to win with that shtar. He's trying to win with the taina that he's saying. They had a different shtar and I lost it. And the migui is a raya that is telling the truth. So, and the fact that his hodah slugs up the original taina, that's goop of the migui. That's why we believe it with a migui. Believe me with a migui. If I wanted to lie, I didn't have to slug up the original taina. So it doesn't make any sense. Who cares that the original taina, the taina could have got slugged up? He's not coming to win with that. He's coming to win with the taina saying, plus amigui, which proves that it's true. So Rav Elchanan answers this radical thing that amigui is working through schus taina. Okay. So as I'm sure you know already, that I'm not a big fan of schus taina. There's two reasons I'm not a big fan of schus taina. The main reason is because it doesn't sound that way in the Svarim. The Svarim, all you read the Svarim, and they all talk about that migui is a raya. All the Svarim say migui da aza lo am reading, because there's no raya, because there's a reason why you wouldn't have said what you wanted to the other taina. Arume koma arim, there's no migui, because there's a reason why you didn't say it. There's all these, svaras that are thrown around. All in all the klalei migui, that when there's a reason why you wouldn't have said the first taina, there's no migui, because the other is not a migui, according to many people. When it's arume koma arim, there's not a migui. Migui la chatzi taina, whatever, in some cases where it's not, you're claiming more than you could have claimed, you were claiming before is not a migui. And all the explanation that's always given is because migui is a raya. And since here we have a reason why you claim the better taina, the other taina, because it's better, or it's less aza, or whatever. So there's no raya. So to say that migui works through schus taina sounds to me very, that's just against the Messiah. It's against everybody. It's like, the Rishivas, I discovered America. You can't come along. Rav Elchanan can't discover America and change out a migui for 2,000 years. We've been having migui, and no one said migui worked through schus taina. The Gemara says migui is a svara. How can migui be a svara if it's schus taina?
You want to do it in Mukhi Yosef?
And wait, I'm just ranting. And even here, even Rav Elchanan agrees that there are many Rishonim that don't learn like the Rashbam, and they don't know the schus taina. So you're gonna make a machlokes Rishonim in how migui works. It's so basic concept like migui. There's a machlokes Rishonim, and no one ever speaks out that there's such a machlokes Rishonim. It sounds very bizarre. What do we do with the Mugi Yosef? What I would have said structurally, I think I said this the first day, is that instead of saying that, maybe we have to borrow some of Rav Elchanan. That's what I think, but just minimize, diet Sara Bishaita. In other words, instead of saying, Rav Elchanan is saying that there's a Chakira, is Migui a Raya? Or migui is chos taina. And a migui is chos taina, then it works even when there is no raya. Because even by migud ha'aza, we don't care. Migud brings b'schus tainu. The much more conservative way of saying it is that, of course, the primary 99.9% migud works as a raya. But for some reason, which we'll have to explain, it also needs some assist through the svara of schus tainu. Schus tainu is a very, very weak svara. You can't win with schus tainu. We'll have to explain schus tainu in a way that it doesn't make you win. It only gives you a assist. Now, the Rabbi Chanan learns schus tainu as a svara that makes you win. And therefore, you don't need the right. You win with schus tainu. Structurally, it just seems so much easier to say that the fact that we find every chaz achrin says that there's no migui when there's no raya that you're telling the truth. Migui de Oza doesn't work. Arume koma arim doesn't work. I have schus taina, you know, because arume because there's no raya. So the of course the yisai the migui is raya. Hi over here migui doesn't work. Okay, because besides the raya, you need for some reason schus taina, but they somehow or another work in conjunction. We have to figure out a teamwork where the raya needs the schus taina and the schus taina needs the raya, and they need to work together.
I remember correctly that this is the structure we already suggested like last Wednesday or Sunday.
Yes.
I think
yes,
it's the same thing. Nothing's changed.
Yes, I'm just saying
went back to the Russian and Muki Yosef, and now we're circling back again.
Yes, that's first of all. Now second of all, the svara of schus taina and Rav Elchanan to me is a very, 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 very problematic svara, because it's, what does it mean? The logic is, if I have, you know, like if someone bought me a present and I had a power, it's a $20 present, so I can cash it in and use the $20 for something else. So that's like saying if I had I have a winning taina, so I can use it somewhere else. But that's not really true. You don't have a winning taina. It's not shot that you won because it's like you had a joker, and a joker always wins, so I can use a joker wherever I want. That's not what happens here. For example, you take the migui that we've been talking about, migui the parati, migui de mezuyev. If you send mezuyev, the reason why you win is because you're the muksik. The other guy has no proof that you owe the money. So, it's not that you have a winning taina. It's that the other guy has no proof that you win because I'm not going to have a raya. Okay? Now, instead you said parati. Because you said parati, you admitted that the other guy has a cheskes chiyuv, and you also created that there's a raya against you, a shtarcha biyadi, my boy. Because you're admitting, if you admit the shtar is not mezuyev, so then shtarcha biyadi, my boy. So you need a kayach to beat shtarcha biyadi, my boy. So you come along and say, well, I have a migui. So if migui is a raya, good, the raya migui beats shtarcha biyadi, my boy. But if migui is chus taina, take this chus of the taina mezuyev. The taina mezuyev can be lu yitzur. That'll be the way to say it. Lu yitzur, there was a raya of shtarcha biyadi, my boy, against mezuyev. Mezuyev wouldn't win. So the mezuyev doesn't have a kayach taina to beat shtarcha biyadi, my boy. Mezuyev doesn't have a kayach taina to beat a cheskes chiyuv. Mezuyev won because there was nothing against it. But now there are things again. Now the power of mezuyev is not sufficient because there's a shtarcha biyadi, my boy, and a cheskes chiyuv against you. So now you need a stronger power. So you can't say schus taina. It doesn't make any sense. And my theon is dieting. I'm saying it makes no sense in Rabbi Chanan. But no, you're a taina. That's not, it's not that you have a kayak to win. When you say mezuyev, the chef said you get a right to win. You win because you say, I'm a chaver, where are you? But I don't have the power to be the Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy. You're coming along now with a counterforce. So if you're coming along with a counterforce, just like if I said I had a migui and you had Edim, no one would ever say that my schus taina beats the Edim, right? And that would be ridiculous. So see, I could have taina is parati, but mizuyif, and I taina parati, and just Edim that it wasn't parati. So of course you lose. So if instead of Edim that it wasn't parati, why don't we say schus taina? You have a schus taina, you could have won with mizuyif. Because Mizuyev can't beat Edim, and now you're fighting Edim. So your Schus Taina can't beat Edim. So you're likewise, just like your Schus Taina can't beat Edim, it can't beat a Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy.
Except there's a rule, Migu B'mokim Edim Layamina. There's no rule, Migu B'mokim Shtarcha B'yadi Layamina.
I'm saying, but Hagupa doesn't make sense. Why not? According to the Svara Schus Taina, either you get the schus tain of winning. If you say, you get the schus tain of winning, so then you should have the schus tain of winning and you should be an Edim. But I have the schus to win. Anima, you don't get the schus of winning no matter what. It depends who you're fighting. So you only get pashup shot is, you only get, even if you say schus tain, you only get the schus of the kayach of Mizuyev. So, and the kayach of Mizuyev can't beat Edim. It also can't beat a Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy.
Well, Schus Taina goes into the pshat in a big package, which is called a migu. So the fact that a migu can't beat Edim doesn't mean that the Schus Taina can't mean that we give you all the kaiches that you would have had in a different scenario.
I would have won against Edim. So they gave me the kayach to win. So
against Edim, you wouldn't win. Against Edim, you wouldn't win because all those kayaches get put into a package.
So you wouldn't have won against Shtarcha B'yadi my boy either.
If I would have tied it, that there wouldn't be a Shtarcha my boy.
Good. If I would have tied it, there wouldn't have been Edim.
Yeah, but Edim, you have no choice because you're still limited by your maximum kayach is the kayach of Amigo. So all
why, this why? If there's no touch concept of Amigo, the concept is Schus Taina.
Schus Taina is a husband.
So I get Schus the kayach of either I get the taina of winning, or I get the taina kayach. There's either two choices. Either I get the kayach of the result, which is the winning, so it should work against Edim, or I should get the kayach of, which I think is a pashas. That you don't get the kayach of winning. There's no such kayach called winning. You get the kayach of the taina of Mizuyev.
The taina also get the kayach of
the Edim. The taina Mizuyev loses to Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy.
Unless you say you get the kayach of what would have been in that scenario, those dynamics put into a box called migu with one limitation. Migu mocha meidim
layamina. Why should it have such a limitation?
Why do we say migu mocha meidim layamina?
I don't know. That according to Schus Taina, I don't know why we say migu mocha meidim layamina. Anyway, saying that it's the whole idea is not logical because you don't have a Schus Taina. It's not true. It's a sheker. I don't want to get carried away because I want to get, you know, and so I go to Avachon. But in Pashtus, it's not true. You don't have this schus. You don't have such a schus. You have the ability to win in Mizuyah because there was no one fighting against you. That doesn't give you a schus taina. Now there's someone fighting against you. There's a Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy. You don't have a kayach to fight a Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy.
Sounds like I'm asking a general question on the whole idea of Schus Taina, questioning the whole logic of Schus Taina, which I understand. But I'm just saying the mathematics of saying that if the Schus Taina would beat Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy, there's no logical split between that and beating Edim. I do see a difference because if you understand the rest of Schus Taina, you could still put a lid on it. You could still put a maximum kayach on it. There's a rule.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so I was trying to say, I'm sorry if I'm going fast, but that maybe let's borrow from the Rush. The Rush said, in order for us to explain the Rush said in order for us to explain the Rush, we had to say two Yesaidas. First of all, the Rush said that when you walk in into the Bezdin and you say, this is my field, and you don't say Hosh Tara, you're not even called having a taina, because we don't look at you, right? He says, the Rush, you know, he says, we quoted the Rashbam as saying, that's not even a called the taina. That's why he said, according to the Rashbam, Hosh Tara becomes part of your taina. Because if you walk in and you don't say Hosh Tara, it's like you're a nobody. So you have zero kayak without saying Hosh Tara. And Hosh Tara means, it has to be Hosh Tara, which is Mekuyim, not just Hosh Tara. You know? So when you walk in and you say, I bought it, then I had a star and I lost it, you have no kayak, right? That's what the Rush says. The second thing we saw in the Rush, we were bothered by, why does the Rush, if the Rush says the Chisar is Migim Amakal, is Ain, you know, the Taina, why is it called Migim Amakal Eidim? So we said, the structure we said is that a Migui can work, is a beaver, but it's a weak beaver, and it has to work in conjunction with a Kayach Taina. Kayach Taina is not like Rav Ochanan's Chus Taina, just a Kayach Taina that you're a Bari. A Bari has a Kayach Taina, and the Edim killed the Kayach Taina, and therefore the Migui loses. That's what we were was trying to say, something like in the Rush. So let's say something like that, and then the Mukayai say, instead of saying Schus Taina, that you get the power, that since you would have won with that Taina, you win with this Taina, we'll say, since it, you know, that we say like this, when you walk into Bezin now and you say, you know, you threw out the original Taina of Hosh Tara, because you admit it's not right. So now you're coming with a new Taina, that I had a Star and I lost it. The Rush says that's not even a Taina. If a guy walks into Bezin and says, I had a Star and I lost it, we don't look at you. You're a nobody. You walk over to Amari Kama and you say, that's my field. I had a shirt. I lost it. So you need Schus Taina just to give you a bare minimum Taina, not to give you a winning Taina. But this said it should have a halakhic din Taina, then it could be have a kayach of a bari. Now, there isn't such a kayach of a bari. Now, of course, bari loses it when it fights certain things. Bari can't be Maitzi Mamen. Bari loses to Amari Kama. But at least a Bari, a halachic Taina, has a kayach. When you say, I bought it and I lost my star, we don't even makshiv you as a kayach. It's not even drawer de Mamina. There's no, it doesn't have the ability to even make a suffix. It's like you didn't even tine it anything. It's a meshugana. So I need Schus Taina in a very, very limited way to give this a power of a Taina, to give it a Taina of a Bari. Now, once you have Schus Taina, you're not going to win because a Bari doesn't win by itself. Of course, you need to win with the Migui, like our structure. Of course, it has to be a conglomeration. You have to win with the Migui. The Taina can't win. But the Migui needs a Taina. And you don't even have a Taina here. So the Migui can't win. The Migui without a Taina can't win. So you need Schus Taina to give you a Taina so you can combine the Migui with the Taina to win.
Until this moment, was Rebbe always saying before tonight that according to the Rush, I bought it from you and I lost my star, is not a Taina, or it could have been, but he elected to go a different route, and now he's stuck with it.
Oh, I learned that because the Rush says in saying the Rashbam that if you just say I bought it and you don't say Hashtara, that's nothing. The whole Rush is Hezber, is why is Hashtara part of your Taina? Because Vedasa Rashbam, the Mechshem in Chosavanti v'Hashtara Chod Taina. Even the Eino Kof Bekarga Kima De Ashtar. So the star is what gives you a kayak. So without the star, you have no Taina. So saying I had a star, but I lost it, is like not saying anything.
Was this Mukhrach before tonight? Did we have, till right now, I don't know, maybe I missed the boat here, but until this moment, I always thought the Rebbe had been saying he could have gone. We even discussed this last night with Feirush, that if he would have come in, taken a different approach, said Shtar Havi Liv Irchis, and never mentioned the fourth Shtar till he came to the second phase of the case, he would have been fine. And I thought the whole Shia worked out fine.
Because he had the Raya of Migri backing him up.
One second, before he brought Amigo, we said yesterday that if he started...
Because he would have won with the Migui, because he would have said, what we said yesterday was, if he would have walked in and said, listen, Bezin, I'm tithing, this is, I had a shine, I lost it. And I have a raya that I'm telling the truth because I have this other star, which I was already Mekayim it, so I have a Migui. So based on the Migui will go ahead and allow him to win. So even though the Taina in a vacuum without the Migui is a garnish, but since he has a Migui, he wins.
The Migui makes a previously illegitimate Taina into a Taina?
It makes it everything. It makes it a Taina, it makes you win, it makes everything. Because if you learn Migui's approved, the reason why it's not, it's the reason why it in itself is nothing. And because we look at the guy like he's off the wall, like you're who are you? You're Meshuggah. But now you come with a proof. So okay. So therefore we accept it.
And why can't that work on the Mukhi Yosef now?
Okay, but I'm saying maybe the Mukhi Yosef holds slight disagreement. What we said is that we're saying the same idea that we said in the Rush, that Migui alone, with all the strength of Migui, Migui alone is not strong enough to do anything without the additional power of a Taina without Migui. In other words, Migui needs a helper. You can't, if the Migui is the one that makes it into the Taina, then that's just a Migui. But Migui needs an assist. That's the whole structure we're doing in the Mukhi Yosef, not like Rav Elchanan. Migui needs an assist. What's the assist? It needs a Taina. There's a kayach ha-taina of a bari. A bari has a kayach ha-taina. A bari is a halachic force.
So Shtar Havali v'Irchis is not a taina?
What?
Shtar Havali v'Irchis is not a taina?
Without the Migui, it's not a taina. And if it's with, if you're using the Migui, then you can't double dip. You can't use the Migui to make it into a taina and then use it as a taina to add to the Migui. Start the other night, boy, without the Migui is nothing. That the Rush does seem to say. The guy walks in, and that's why he says that the original Hashtara had to be part of your Taina, because just walking and saying it's mine is nothing. So start the other my boy, without a Migui is garnish. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Yeah. Start the without a Migui is garnish. So now, you have a Migui. So the Rush is the Mukhi Yosef is saying that we Migui alone is not enough. You need an assist. What's the assist? You need a Taina. A Taina is a little guy. A Taina is a Taina's bari. A halachic Taina, a droid de mamina. You need a kayacha Taina. You need that there's some like a droid de mamina, a basis, a kayacha Taina to get you into the door. So, and that, of course, Taina alone can't do anything. That's why you need the Migui. But together, they combine and they win. But over here, you don't even have a Taina. Because we look at you like you're a Meshuggah. Well, you guy walked in, that feels mine. I lost my star. How can you do it? And especially people don't lose their star during 3 years. So that for sure makes it not a taina. You're saying I had a shard, I lost it. We have people don't lose their shards. You're Meshuggah. It doesn't. We don't register that.
Why isn't high star a taina?
High star because it's Mekuyim.
Why isn't high star a taina?
It is a taina, but you made all doors bowed, and it's not true.
That's yesterday's rush. Today's Mukhi Yosef is yesterday's rush.
No, it's you made all doors. That's not true. So we can't use that Taina. Again, in the Rush, I was claiming you can use the Taina of Hashtara together with the Migui, and we can combine, mix and match. They can't mix and match. So the Taina of Hashtara is out. We need a Taina. You want to win with the Taina of I had a Shtara and lost it. But that's not a Taina, except it's a Migui. But Mige without Taina don't win. So I need Schus Taina to make that I had a star and I lost it into a Taina. That's all you need Schus Taina for. Schus Taina doing a teeny little job. Mige is not strong enough to win without a Taina. That I had a star and I lost it is not a Taina. If a guy walks in and says, I had a star and lost it during 3 years, we laugh him out of court. We said, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Go tell that to the Marines. No one would believe you on such a crazy thing. There's not even a Taina. So you need the Schus Taina, the Koyach Schus Taina. Say, well, I had a Taina of Hoshtara. Rav Chanan tells me along this that you can transfer Koyachas. If I had a Koyach Taina there, then I can move it to over here. Because I'm not transferring like Rav Chanan, then if I win, I win. I'm just transferring Koyach Taina. I'm just transferring a little teeny thing. I'm transferring that it's a Taina.
So to illustrate the difference, if Migo would beat Adim, according to the Rosh, he would win. According to the Miyokis, he would lose because you have no Migo, because you have no Taina.
If Migo would beat Adim, it's too complicated for me. If Migo would beat Adim, no, then maybe who said you don't have a Taina? What killed the Taina?
What killed the Taina in Mukhi Yisra? I thought Kasadas Baal didn't kill the Taina.
Right. Well, that's because, the Haldos Baal didn't is Adim.
I understand, but you would never get star. Whereas in the Rosh, you have a Migo, but since it's a. But the Migo, doesn't work because Adim against it. Point to the Mukhi Yisra, there's Bechlal no Migo because you have a Taina.
No. There is a Migo. I say the same thing. Mukhi Yisra was as a Migo. But Migo doesn't work. Needs an assist. Nigo needs
he has the assist. He has a Taina here. What's wrong with his Taina?
Which Taina?
The Haishtara.
No, Haishtara is Aldo's Mountain, so it throws it out.
So because it throws it out, what happens? And how does the mechanics fall apart when it throws it out?
So once that's thrown out, you can't use that Taina. Now you have to use a Taina of Shtara Havadevi, and I lost it. But that alone is not a Taina. We laugh when we hear that.
Is that a Migo b'makom Adim, or it's just an imploding?
I don't know. I mean, we have to finish it with Migo b'makom Adim because that's a lashon of the Rashbam. But I'm just trying to get the cheshbon without the fair way with the lashon. In other words, you win with Migoi. But Migoi is a 99, is not a perfect proof. So Migoi needs a Koyach Taina. Just a Koyach Taina, like a Taina's bari. Not just a stickle little power of time to give an extra push. When you walk into Bezdin and you said I had a star and I lost it, that's not even called the Taina's bari, because Bezdin laughed in your face. That's the most ridiculous claim that anyone ever heard. People don't lose stars after 3 years. Within 3 years, there's no basis to believe you. There's no joy de minor. There's no nothing. That's not a Taina. That's what the Rosh also seems to say. That's garnish. So I need a Taina to join with my Migui. So I say, well, wait a second. If I would have said Hoshtara, that would have been a Taina. So the Chuz Taina says, take the Taina of Hoshtara, Koyach Taina of Hoshtara, and transfer that Koyach Taina to what I am saying, that I had a star and lost it. Emperor Rav Yosef, once you came along and you were Maida, so the Hoshtara lost its Koyach Taina. So now you can't transfer the Koyach, there is no Koyach Taina there anymore. So you can't transfer it. So now you're stuck. You have a Migui, but you have a Miga without a Taina. Miga without a Taina can't win. So that's what Rav Yosef is saying. The Migui needs the assist of a Taina. If it wasn't the whole Dos Baal Din, so to speak, we could have, if there's a case like Barati Miga de Mizuyev, so we can take the Taina of Mizuyev, which is a Taina, the legal Taina, and we can use it to make Parati a legal Taina. And then you could win with your Migui. But over here, the Taina of that I had a Sharnai Lawson in itself is not a Taina. And Hoshtar is not a Taina because it was an explicit Hodah. So there is no way of giving you a taina. So Mimeda, you lose because you just have a Miga without a taina. And a Miga needs an assist of a taina. But that's schus taina. Rabbi Chanan's schus taina means that you have a winning taina. You get the kayak of a winning taina. And a taina is going to he's a champion. So you're a champion. And that's a very strange story. Tainas don't have kayak of winning. The taina is just a kayak of a taina. But you need a kayak. You need a taina. I know. What do you say, Sandy? You're shaking your head. Does it sound crazy? Doesn't sound so bad. It's very cute because it's borrowing a lot of the things that we saw in the Rush and putting them into the Mugei Yosef, even though the Rush and Mugei Yosef are different shitas. Because the Rush, we're saying he's using the taina of Hashtara with the Migui. And we're saying the Mugei Yosef, you have to use the taina of that you are saying with the Migui. She said that would be the Machlokes. All right, I'm going to have to go to this Rabbi Sharman tomorrow. Unless you want to discuss this, it's fine with me. But otherwise, I think I want to start a new sugya, which is not really a new sugya, but the nicest sugya in Baba Basra, the most gishmak sugya, or the nicest, is Migul Haitzi. So I like to do that. So it's really skipping to tell you this a Hilchasa. So I like this. I think we should skip a little bit. Skip the type is Amma, even though we should really do it because, you know, if we had time, I would like to do it. But we did the second Taisis, the Hilchasa Kavase de Rabba Ba'ara. I like to do that Taisis. I also don't know when we're ending. So I don't know. You people have to figure that out when we're ending. I don't know.
Every Pesach starts on Wednesday night. So Tuesday nights, right?
Okay. Thank you. My wife will shoot you.
So then what's the mean? We have to ask us.
Your wife will shoot you also.
So Rabbi just has to tell us. It's not to ask us. To tell us when it is.
Okay. I would never shoot him.
Who said that?
My wife said.
Okay. All right. You see, you have a good wife. I don't know. I don't know. I just found out that the yeshiva put on their calendar that this man continues till a certain date. And I found out that the guys told me that they told the guys it's a mistake. It ends earlier. So I'm just debating if I should tell my wife that I get out earlier. Okay, but I think I'm going to tell her.
I think we've all been there.
What?
Who's going to go to the boardwalk?
Yeah, no. Okay, anyway, I got to go. Okay, Shikai. So tomorrow, unless you guys want to go over this, we want to start that time. So it's about Miguel Haitzi.
We split the time tomorrow?
What? Yeah,
we split it?
You never. Yeah, fine.